and verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. Arthur Weisse was professor of theology at Tübingen University in Germany, and his translation of the last sentence is, "See if I walk in the way that leads to evil." So we have reflections on our relationship with God and his relationship with us. I'm sure we remember the old gospel song, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." So first of all, let's just have a think about our walk with the Lord. Our walk with the Lord. When did you open your life to Christ? Was it when you were a youngster, a teenager, or in later life? I'm sure I've mentioned my testimony to you before, but just to remind you, when I was 7, I was sent to a Christian boarding school in Southport. We were living in Llanfairpwll at the time, and the village primary school was great. But my dad was just fearful that Carnarvonshire County Council, as it then was, would say, "Primary school teaching has to be through the medium of Welsh." And coming from Manchester, my mum and dad said, "We ain't having anything to do with that." So off I went to this boarding school. And the worst thing that you could do there was to be caught talking after lights were out. Matron would come in, switch the lights off, and close the curtains. "No talking, boys." "Yes, matron." Well, we found a way round that. After a visit to Germany, I was able to count to 10. And so when I got back to school at the beginning of a summer term, I said to the lads in our dormitory, there were about 8 or 9 of us, "Do you know what, lads? I know how we can talk at night without getting caught." "Oh yes," they said. "How?" So I said, "Schwei." "What do you mean, Schwei?" "Well," I said, "it stands for 2 o'clock. So matron puts the lights out, one of us stays awake for an hour, and then wakes somebody else up, and they keep watch for an hour. And when we get to 2 o'clock, we can all be woken, and then we can whisper and crack jokes and tell stories and think about things." And you know, we did that for 4 years and never got caught once. But on Sundays, we all walked down in crocodile fashion to Christchurch, which was the big Church of England in halfway down Lord Street in Southport. And then after lunch, we had a Crusaders class, which are now, of course, is Urban Saints. And on a particular Sunday in the summer, I just felt in the church that God wanted me to let Jesus into my life. My mum and dad were strong, keen Christians, and I just felt the Lord wanted me to open my life to him. So that night at Schwei, I just shared that thought with the lads. And we thought about it and whispered about it. And then came the moment when actually 4 of us got out of bed and knelt by the side of our bed to say, "Jesus, come into my life." But then we'd been taught in Crusaders that when you become a Christian, you have to tell somebody. So we then discussed, well, who do we tell? So we said, well, let's tell the headmaster. So in the morning before breakfast, the head was there, and we said, "Please, sir, we've got something to tell you, sir." "What's that, boys?" "Well, sir, it's like this, sir. Last night when we were talking in the dormitory, we let Jesus into our lives." "You what? You did that? You shouldn't have done it after lights were out." but we didn't get the strap. And the next morning he called us into his study and we thought, he's changed his mind, we're going to get six of the strap. But no, he gave us each a copy of Daily Light, which, if you don't know it, it's a little book of scripture verses for each morning and evening in the year. So that was how I came to know the Lord. And let's have a think about how life is now. Life can be very busy. It can be busy because of work. It can be busy because of all the things that we're doing at home or through our hobbies, or even the things that we're involved with in church. And even if we live alone, life can be busy. We look at the news and all the things that are on it, and if we read the paper, we just get that feeling that life is busy. So whoever and whatever category of life our lives get caught by, there are ripples of busyness. Now, if you watch Escape to the Country on the television, you'll find folk who are getting away from the busyness of city life to the quiet of country life. And there's a sense in which, spiritually, we need to keep that in our minds, in the busyness, to find time to have that quiet time, be it in the morning or the evening. We can read a few verses from the Bible, perhaps working our way through a book. Or if we follow Scripture Union notes or other Bible notes, just to sort of read the Scripture verses and the notes and have a time of prayer. We can bring personal things to the Lord. We can bring church matters to the Lord. And things that we're concerned about in the world at large. Making time to be quiet with God, whatever happens during the day. Our walk with the Lord. But then the psalmist brings us to our examination by the Lord. And if you like, that's our introspection, looking at what's going on. In psychology, the process of introspection relies on the observation of our mental state. But spiritually, in the spiritual context, introspection refers to the examination of our souls, when we submit ourselves to God's X-ray. Maybe we went to the doctors one time and we weren't sure what was the matter, but we weren't feeling right. And the doctor says, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I'm going to refer you to the hospital so that you have an MRI scan. Now, if you haven't had an MRI scan, you're very fortunate, because it's a bit of an ordeal. You have to lie on this sort of mattress, and then they push you into a tunnel, and they put headphones on you because there's lots of noises, crackles, bangs and squeaks as the electronics are photographing and working on what's inside us. And then when we come out, they've got superb pictures and diagnoses of what's the matter with us. And in a sense, our quiet moments with God are the sense when we put ourselves under God's MRI, as it were. The times when we are alone with God and he examines our thoughts and our feelings, and then we reflect on how we are. Thinking of the verse that we're thinking about. Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. See if I walk in ways that lead to evil. Our walk with God. Our examination by God. And then we come to our renewed walk with God. When we get the MRI results from hospital, that sets new targets. Maybe there's things that we need to do. Maybe there's things that the doctors and the surgeons need to do. But looking at it spiritually, it's about the way we live. And we have, hopefully, a fresh outlook and determination to follow the results of what God has been saying to us when we've allowed him to search our thoughts and see where we're at. Our living in the light of God's examination. Coming to the passage that we read from Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13, Paul wrote to them to say, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Yes, the Lord has saved us when we've given our lives to Christ, but we need to work it out. We need to reflect Christ. We need to be Christian wherever we find ourselves. And Paul goes on to say, for it's God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. The stuff that God wants us to do. Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's in the church. Whatever, wherever, God wants us to work out our salvation and reflect the saving love of Christ wherever we are. There's the old song, I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him each day to him. And he'll know and hear the words I say. His hand will guide me through and through. And I'll never be alone while I walk with God. I walk with God. God's MRI of where we're at in our faith. And then our resolve to walk with God and continue to work out the salvation that he has given to us. Let's just pray.